This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English. From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎来到 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目，我是冯菲菲。
And I'm Neil. Hey, Feifei, it sounds like you might have a cold.
I think I have. Sore throat, blocked nose, 我特别不舒服。That's why I'm taking this medicine.
That's probably a good idea. Medicine is usually good for making you feel better, but how does it taste?
Well, it's supposed to taste of strawberries, but to be honest, it just tastes horrible.
That's why I never take the stuff. It's disgusting. Have you heard of the phrase, a taste of your own medicine?
A taste of your own medicine? 这个表达我没听过，不过感觉好像是和不好的事情有关系。
Sort of. It describes someone receiving the same treatment or unpleasant experience that they've given to somebody else. You know...Like you're always bossing people around and then someone starts to boss you around.
I don't know what you mean. 不过我们还是来说说这个表达吧。A taste of your own medicine. 形容一个人体会自己对他人的态度或行为。也就是你曾经怎么样对待别人，现在别人也用同样的方式对待你，让你自尝苦果，以其人之道还治其人之身。
It is. Let's hear some examples.
Our boss is so rude to us, but finally somebody has answered back, and now he's got a taste of his own medicine.
When I meet up with my boyfriend, he's always late. So this time, I'm going to give him a taste of his own medicine and turn up late as well.
Deepak is always rude to the teacher, but he was really offended when she gave him a taste of his own medicine and was rude back to him.
好了，要提醒大家的是 a taste of your own medicine 这个表达极具贬义，所以在使用的时候要格外注意。Excuse me.
Oh dear, it sounds like you need to take some more medicine.
If you mean literally taking the medicine, then yes. But if you mean receiving the same treatment I've given to someone else, then no.I can't believe you think I'm always bossing people around.
I was just giving an example of the phrase. I would never say you're bossy.
Good. Now, why don't you go and make me a nice cup of tea?
Oh, okay. Yep, yeah, sure. Sure thing.
Oh, and don't forget to close the door.
Yep, yeah, right. Okay, yep. Yeah, whatever you say. See you later.
I feel better already. Bye.
Authentic, real English.From BBC Learning English.